This Focus with Paul W. Smith podcast is sponsored by Victor's Home Solutions. Visit victors.com, experts in home solutions.
Well, a very good afternoon to you. And this makes it a very special Thursday, 11th of April. Happy to be here with you at the Motor City Casino and the Economic Club Luncheon with a big announcement coming up regarding our sponsorship of these luncheons. DFCU Financial will be the new presenting sponsor of the Paul W. Smith Focus Show, Detroit Economic Club Speaking Series. And it's a great series. We're happy to be here again. We've been to all of them so far this year. We'll be to all of them next year as well. And looking forward to the new sponsorship. Ryan Goldberg will be here just in minutes, the DFCU Financial president and CEO. And as you heard Mr. Announcer say, we're going to be talking about the Lions. Rod Wood will be here helping us talk about the Lions. But you can't talk about the Lions without the legend. And I'm so happy to say the legend, Lomas Brown, is co-hosting here today. And I'm so glad you could come.
Man, look. The opportunity to hang out with you for 2 hours? Come on. Come
Lomas,
on, Paul.
You are so nice to me, and I appreciate it. But you truly are the legend. And you were just on, I was listening, you were on the clock tour with AB.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that. You were up in Flint.
Man, you know what? That's been such a wonderful tour. And we did Pontiac. We were in Pontiac last week. And we did Flint the other day. And like you said, it's just a wonderful cause. It's so great to see the community come out. So great to see these kids. And even the adults, it's great to see them getting this NFL experience, being able to go through some of the drills that these players are going through and seeing, you know, we had the dunk tank. It was just so much. And to me, legend, you bring the community together. You bring everything together. And that's how you start building. That's how you start repairing a community. It's one person at a time. It takes that. But once you start doing that, it's almost like a village. It just kind of spreads and spreads. And that's what you're seeing with this On the Clock tour, man. So it's wonderful what Detroit, Visit Detroit is doing. It's wonderful what they're doing, putting this tour on. And I think they got like two more stops that they have in the city of Detroit.
That's excellent. There are so many things attached to the NFL draft and the whole presentation. Is that next week already?
Or
is
it the week after? Today.
Today, that's right.
2 weeks from today, it's here.
Yes, here.
After all of that work and all of that talk and things like this that most of us didn't even know about.
No.
The On the Clock tour. I mean, it's astonishing, and you're a big part of it, and WJR will remain a big part of it with our pride of the Lions.
Yes.
Lomas Brown,
yes.
who that still rings as a wonderful accomplishment for you, and I know it touched you and will forever.
It did, and I found out it won an award, some type of award, when Rod Wood and them surprised me in the booth and announced that I was going in the Ring of Honor. I heard it won some type of
probably
media
an
award.
MAB, Michigan Association Broadcasters Award,
there
I bet.
There you go. All right.
I bet.
So it was a great moment. It's still resonating with me, legend. I mean, they made me so proud, just so proud to be able to wear that Honolulu blue and silver.
We just missed your birthday. End of March.
Yes, yes.
So a belated happy
fast.
Birthday.
They're coming fast, legend. They're coming too fast now. I want them to slow down a little bit now.
You're at least 10 years younger than me, so they're coming a lot faster for me. And for that matter, you're a lot younger than O.J. Simpson, who we just learned is dead, passed away.
Oh.
Did you not hear that yet?
No, wow.
Yeah, he passed away today, and I didn't follow O.J., but apparently he had cancer, and he was taken by the cancer today at 76 years of age.
Wow, I did not know that. I know the great.
Did you ever know him?
So I met him once or twice when he was a sideline reporter. When he was doing the games on the sideline, I met him. But how I knew things about him was through the great Reggie McKenzie that blocked for him when he was with the Seattle, when he was with Buffalo. Reggie blocked for him. And, you know, that's a dear friend of mine, Reggie McKenzie, great guy. And he always days used to tell us stories about juice and, you know, just different things. The pre-juice.
Yeah, there you go. The pre-juice.
Yeah. We don't want the sour juice.
No, we want the good jukes juice. Are already out there.
Yeah,
if
I'm quite sure
the casket does not fit, you must have quit. You know, I mean, the guy's not been dead 10 minutes.
Wow.
He brought it upon himself, frankly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Wow. So anyway, I just wondered if you had met him along the sidelines and stuff.
But again, an icon of this game, one of my alumni, he played in the NFL, so alumni of this game, man. A great, great running back in the day, man. I think a lot of people, because of everything else that happened in this life, forget how great of a running back he was. Hall of Famer, Heisman Trophy winner. He was a great running back in the day.
Yeah, and there are some people who only know him as the guy running in the Hertz commercials.
Yeah, that's right.
Running through the airport. In fact, we copied that for my radio show in Toledo millions of years ago. I ran in slow motion through the airport, jumping over people and all of that.
It's got to be on YouTube somewhere.
I'm sure it's out there. I'm sure it's out there somewhere, unfortunately. But Mike Parsons, of course, is here. Our executive producer, Danielle Mason, back in the Golden Tower. Rich Luzinski catching the traffic and weather first for us. And Dave Rieger, our old producer, is here.
All right, it's a reunion.
It is a reunion. I've never had two producers at once, but Dave is here learning with Ray Templin.
Well, he was just at the casino, and we just happened to be here on the same day.
Oh, come on. Tell me that's not true.
He's playing blackjack.
He's not denying it.
So we interrupt Dave from what he's really here to do.
It's on a hot streak.
Yeah.
Well, let me just tell you something I didn't know, and maybe I'd visit the casino more often. Can you show the legend here, Lomas, some of the goodies that you were given here, apparently, for coming to the casino?
Well,
I had no idea this happens. Look at this.
Well, you know that they do give some – they have promotions here. So,
well, but I never saw anything like this.
Yeah, so
look at what he got.
I mean, they give away, like, you know,
he's got a heavy-duty extension cord from Stanley.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Oh,
a working
goodness.
Light for hanging up and using when you're working.
Yeah.
Look at all this
stuff. So now I can actually use this stuff.
So that when you come in and you lose lots of money, you at least walk away with $9.95 worth of junk.
Well. Paul, you could not be more right.
Well, I mean, I've been there.
You
know, there's a reason the casinos are so beautiful.
Well, legend, I'm a little disappointed, though, because my philosophy, if it's free, give me three. So I only see one of each, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You just learned a lesson here, Rieger.
Well, here's the thing.
If it's free, give me three.
If you've ever gotten a gift from Dave, chances are he got it
free.
Free from the casino.
Who knew? Do all the casinos do that? I had no idea.
Those are some nice gifts.
I walked away with those, I wouldn't feel as bad as I usually feel from losing so much money. I haven't been in a casino spending money in a very long time.
Yeah.
I don't know that this is going to induce me to go back, but I am thrilled to hear that there are these prizes, these presents. Why, do they just come up to you when you're playing your whatever you play? Do they just walk up and say, here, you've lost $500.
No.
Here's a 50-cent item.
You get a card. You know, you have a card that you put into the machines when you're playing.
I had a card like that.
So then they send you stuff in the mail. Come down. They have these promotions.
Stanley Extension Cord Day?
No. Last summer, it was a couple weeks worth of stuff for use for home improvement, stuff around the house that could help you in the summer. So
here's a home improvement tip.
Stop
wasting your money on the casinos.
Right. You'll have more money
to remodel.
Do home improvement.
Now you got the equipment to remodel, but you can't afford to remodel.
You're turning this nice gift into making me look like a degenerate.
I know. I know you do that on your own. I did not. I don't mean to make you look like a degenerate. Well, we've got a lot of fun here because we do have the legend and Rod Wood. It'll be great to hear you grilling Rod Wood.
Yes, I got
situation.
Him. I'm ready.
You probably have all kinds of questions.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
It depends on what he's going to tell me, too. You know they're trying to keep everything tight to the lip right
now. I know.
So.
But if anyone can get it out of him, legend,
it is.
It's Lomas.
There you go. I got you.
Yeah, all right.
You.
As we continue this special broadcast here with my special co-host, Lomas Brown, live from the Detroit Economic Club luncheon at the Motor City Casino on this Thursday, April 11th. Coming up, if he gets back, they took him away, but if Ryan Goldberg gets back in time, he's the DFCU Financial President and CEO, they're going to be our new presenting sponsor of these Paul W. Smith Focus Show Detroit Economic Club speaking series that we're going to be doing, and we're looking forward to that. Stay with us right here on WJR. Spring into mowing season with a new X-Mark lawnmower from Weingartz. Now, Weingartz have been helping families like yours, like ours, choose the right power equipment since 1945. X-Mark mowers have been crafted to work hard, season after season, from zero turns to stand-ons, walk-behinds, and push mowers. X-Mark's legendary lineup of mowers were built for durability, reliability, and comfort to help you finish the job and keep on mowing. Whether you're a professional looking for the best or a homeowner who wants that professional quality and performance, X-Mark is a brand that is trusted around the country. Weingartz expert service technicians and world-class parts inventory help keep your equipment running like new. Weingartz has always known that service goes beyond the sale. Stop by the Weingartz stores to find your next X-Mark this spring. Or you can visit them online at Weingartz.com, W-E-I-N-G-A-R-T-Z, Weingartz.com, during the Weingartz Ready, Set, Spring event going on now. Chances are, if your next-door neighbor mows their lawn and just keeps mowing and mows your lawn too, and maybe the neighbor's lawn down the street, they got a brand-new X-Mark, and they're loving it. And they got it from Weingartz. From their family to yours, Weingartz thanks you for letting them serve you. 1216 WJR. Happy to be here, happy to be anywhere with Lomas Brown, who you'll be hearing all over the place on WJR, but especially every night from 6 to 7 with Anthony Bellino, and it's sports wrapping. Are you loving that?
Oh, loving it, legend. I mean, it's great. We keep it light. You know, we just talk about the local sports, and occasionally when something nationally happens, a big story, we'll talk about that. But I love that we keep it local, talking about Detroit
teams.
It's
the way it should be.
Absolutely.
And it's no better than – how could it be any better than with the legend Lomas Brown? And Anthony Bellino, another fine Monroe kid,
yeah.
Who really is easy to work with and is a good kid.
He really is, and a hard-working guy. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Legend. He has about 10 jobs outside of WJR. So, yeah, that young man
that's
is
radio.
Always on the clock.
That's radio. That's the way it is. By the way, just got a note from my friend Mark Snethkamp, and he remembers his first introduction to you.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
You did their commercials for
Snethkamp
Motors. Yeah, the family.
If you live in the city, buy in the city. That was our tagline, so he'll remember that.
Oh, he does.
I still remember that.
He just sent me a note. By the way, you know, you take this stuff for granted, but, you know, Lomas is a working guy. So if you have a big company and you want him to be your spokesperson, talk to him, for goodness sakes. Why not?
I like that. See, that's
See, I'm
my
your
man
agent.
Right here.
I'm your agent.
That's why this is my man.
I'm
right
your
here.
Agent.
That's right.
We are so thrilled to be able to have been, first of all, invited by Steve Gregorian to do these Economic Club luncheons. I mean, very excited. But everything we do costs money, obviously. And to be able to get a great sponsor has been one of our goals, and we have gotten a great sponsor. And I'm going to introduce you to a guy I hope you all get to know pretty well. Ryan Goldberg is the DFCU Financial President and CEO, and I'm happy to announce for the first time today the presenting sponsor of the Paul W. Smith Focus Show, the Detroit Economic Club speaking series. Ryan, thank you.
Yeah, Paul, good afternoon. Lomas, it's good to be with you as well. And, Paul, this new partnership, I think, is a testament to just the creativity of you and the WJR team. We had talked to you about our expansion and the diversification of our credit union from being historically a consumer banking organization to one that's focused on commercial banking. And when we got together, we talked about what are some of our desires as we go forward. And you came back with a great proposal for us to be the presenting sponsor for the Focus Show and getting us connected with the Detroit Economic Club and getting us in front of businesses and people that we absolutely want to meet and do business with as we go forward. So it's a testament, and I walked away from our initial meeting and I knew this was something we were going to do, and it's great to be here for the first time that we're together.
Well, we're glad you're here and meeting some very good people, Ryan Goldberg, as the president and CEO of DFCU Financial. And you and Jim Cowper and I had dinner the other night at the Bronze Door going over a lot of these things. And how did I I had no idea that by getting close to Jim Cowper, I'd also have a doctor in Dr. Elizabeth who's taking care of me now, too.
Well, we were having so much fun, I thought we were going to close down the restaurant, Paul.
Yeah,
I mean, we had so many good stories to talk about and future plans that we blinked and it was 9 o'clock.
DFCU might be new to you, but let me explain. They've been around since 1950. A full-service credit union, retail, mortgage, business, commercial, financial consulting, recently named a preferred lender by the SBA. And you've been buying banks,
which
I didn't even know that could happen.
So we desire to get into more of a growth market. And an opportunity arose for us to follow our members down to Florida. So we purchased a bank that's based in Tampa. We closed on that at the end of 22. And that's been a great transition. It brought us commercial banking expertise. It allows us to bring the consumer services that we've been so successful in providing to the Michigan membership into that Florida market. But there's so many people who vacation in Florida, they retire in Florida, that it makes a lot of sense for DFCU Financial to be expanding into Florida. And we have a second transaction that we expect to close in June. So not only will we be in the Tampa Bay market, but we'll be in Fort Myers and Naples as well.
Yeah. That's an excellent area.
I think for me, Ryan, I wanted to ask you the development of the city. You've seen how the city of Detroit has developed over these years. Now you guys jump into the commercial lending part of that. Were you encouraged with what you've seen going on in the city of Detroit?
We really are. We benefit from the success of the environment and the communities that we do business in. And we've historically been focused in the southeastern Michigan, as well as Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Lansing. And there's been so much growth that we're seeing, and the opportunity for us to get our name out and do things that really benefit the community, which is what the essence of a credit union is. Credit unions are not emboldened to Wall Street. We don't have shareholders. So our objective is to take care of the communities and take care of the members that are helping us be successful. And one of the big things that we do to give back to the community is we pay a significant cash back dividend. Last year, we paid 45% of our earnings back to our members to thank them for doing their banking business with
us.
Isn't that something?
Awesome. I never heard of that
before.
Awesome. It's really awesome. It is the best of both worlds as a DFCU Financial, because you have the banking services, you have all the different services people are looking for. And the other thing is, we've got a lot of really big banks, and they're great. We appreciate that. You really hit, Ryan, a sweet spot for a lot of the small business owners that I have, that I embrace and that I try to promote all the time on this show.
Well, you're exactly right, Paul. And what business owners look for is they look for personal contacts, they look for local decision making, and they like to see people that they trust and respect, and that's how relationships are developed. We have the technology, we have the ability to let people bank the way they want to bank, but at the end of the day, business owners have built their businesses by personal connections, and that's what they want to see, and that's what we can provide.
Well, let it begin now with this relationship with WJR, and now, as announced today, the presenting sponsor for our Focus Show, Detroit Economic Club Speaking Series, that'll start into the next season and go from there, and we look forward to it. How do people get in touch with you guys? What's the best way?
The best way is our website, dfcufinancial.com. There's an opportunity to send us messages. There's a contact center that we have available as well. And that very talented team can route the specific request to the right individual so that we can provide some personalized feedback and support.
The best of a credit union, the best of a bank, and just the right size that we would say from a million to
probably $10 million revenues.
That's the sweet spot of what we're doing.
But it serves so many of the businesses and the sizes in which they operate.
Yeah,
and that's really what we're excited about. We can serve 95% of the businesses with the product suite and the capabilities that
we have. Looking forward to joining you, Ryan Goldberg, and certainly Jim Cowper, the whole team. It's a small team, a good team, a team that's hungry and raring to go and into building and growing and helping people build and grow in Detroit. So it's a good thing all the way around.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me on today.
Ryan Goldberg, DFCU Financial President and CEO. Lomas Brown paying attention to your business. You're going to grow your business.
We already talking about breaking bread. So okay. We look forward
to having a fun conversation.
Yeah, excellent. I had dinner with them the other day, and they bought.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was good.
That's even better.
It is 12:28. Coming up, Mr. Rod Wood on WJR. Well, it's so great to be here for a lot of reasons, and one of them is the featured speaker today. The one and only team president and CEO of our Detroit Lions, Mr. Rod Wood. Not only in the house, but sitting down with Lomas and I. It's so good to see you, Rod. We've been together through the good times and the bad, and I'm so glad it's the good times.
Yes. I was finally invited here in person. Well, it was good.
Wait a minute.
Always made me be on the phone.
We're just trying to make it easy on you. You're always invited in person.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it's great to have you here. And did you already speak?
I already did.
What did you say? What were you talking about? What was your theme?
Well, it was a Q&A with Brad Galley from Channel 7. And it was a lot about the season last year, a little bit about the draft prep, and then Dan and Brad and their contract extensions, as well as a little teaser about new uniforms that we're going to launch next week.
Will they be see-through like all the other professional uniforms we're hearing
about? That's a baseball issue right now.
I don't know what the hell happened with these uniforms. It's all the same uniform makers, so be careful with that. What are the new uniforms going to be like?
I said there, and I'll say again, it's honoring our past. We have great uniforms, great colors. Mm-hmm. With a little twist and a modernization that I think people will enjoy. And I think people will like them when they see it next week. We're going to unveil them a week from tonight, actually.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be big.
Do you know anything?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to make an appearance there. I want to see this.
Well,
yeah.
Do you have one that can fit him still? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, he's too small.
He's really small now.
He needs like a tall running back jersey as opposed to.
I got to tell you something. Ron Kramer, God bless him, may he rest in peace, presented to me one of his many letter jackets from U of M.
Mm-hmm.
It was too small for me.
Yes.
Can you believe that? That's how little his shoulders and everything were back then when he was in college.
Yes.
It was too small. It's... Everybody's bigger now.
Oh, my God.
What did you weigh in college?
I came out probably about 300.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's kind of small now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's another position. Small?
Yeah. That's another position.
Yeah. Can he play tackle at 300?
No. I don't think so. Yeah. Not these days, bro.
Well, you know, it's hard for people to get out of their mind that we're an underdog because we were an underdog for so long. And I think it was Jared who said it the other day. We're not underdogs anymore, damn it. So I don't know if he said damn it, but I'm, he said we're not underdogs.
He inferred it.
Well, look, and some people jumped all over him saying that the media has picked on him and they're negative. Here's my quote from Jared that matters, really. Coming to Detroit was the greatest thing that ever happened to me for my career and as a human, period. That's what I'm going to remember from Jared, and I'm sure you too.
Oh, if you were at any of our games where they were chanting his name,
yes.
Jared Goff. I mean, I think when he came, obviously, there was a lot of Stafford fans, and it took a while for the city to warm up to him.
Who was that?
You know, the other guy.
Oh, yeah.
And
you had him in a promo a minute ago,
But now I think this is Jared's town and Jared's team, and we're just so happy to have him.
Yeah.
And he's great for the city. He's a great leader and a great player.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The biggest thing for me, I was a little shocked that was, normally when you have a run like we had last year and you get to the NFC Championship game, you normally don't see that many coaching changes. But Coach raved about bringing in the new D-line coach and some of the other coaches that he brought in. He raved about how they're going to make this team that much better. I mean, can you kind of explain that, Rod?
Yeah, we've added some great coaches to the team. I've only got to know them in the last couple of months. But just sitting through some of the draft meetings and the attention to detail and how they've scouted guys and how they're going to coach guys, every year we're trying to upgrade, whether it's players, coaching staff, front office, and this is just another step in that evolution. Ironically, Terrell, our new D-line coach, coached Brad in college. I mean, so it's kind of an interesting full circle story. And it's great to have these guys in the building. It creates a new energy.
Yes.
And I think it just positions us for more success going forward.
You know what, Rod? We see it. We feel it from the players.
Yeah.
Rod Wood with us, Detroit Lions team president and CEO. How different is it for you as the president and CEO, and for that matter, for Sheila Ford Hamp as the owner? What's it like for you when you walk around now compared to what it was like a couple of years ago?
A lot more people are coming up and thanking me.
I bet.
And appreciating what we're doing, which is nice.
Sure it is.
And, you know, we were at the league meetings in Orlando a couple weeks ago, and all the other teams are congratulating you as opposed to trying not to make eye contact and have to talk about a bad season. So all that's nice. And the enthusiasm from the fans, home games, road games, you know, you're in a foreign city and you see Lions jerseys on the sidewalk.
How nice is that?
Awesome. And it was unlike anything I've ever seen. And I know talking to other teams, even the 49ers, we had probably 15, 20,000 Lions fans in San Francisco for that championship game. And they've never seen anything like that. So the enthusiasm's important and great, and we appreciate it.
And what you also sense, I imagine, is that now they all take you seriously and they're all coming for you.
Yeah, we'll have a target on our back.
Yes.
I'd rather be there, though, than sneaking up on people.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, back to Jared's comments, you know, we're going to have high expectations and everybody's going to try and knock us off the pedestal. But we're ready for it.
Yeah. So what can you tell us about the draft? I know it's tight-lipped. I know everything's, but what can you tell us about the draft?
We have the 29th pick.
Okay. Yep, we know.
Way to get that
That's
out of him.
That's tight lip right there.
Way
I know.
To get
I'm
that
trying
out of him,
to.
Lomas.
I'm trying
well,
to.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful, Lomas.
Yeah. I will say, and I said it across the hall too, that you know, with the 29th pick, there's a lot more scenario planning you have to do. When you're picking second, there's like two or three guys.
Yeah.
When you're picking 29th, you don't know who's going to go before you.
But when
you.
You're picking 29th, that gives you a lot of room to do a little wheeling and dealing.
Yeah, there could be interest in people trading up into our spot or us moving into a different spot of the draft. A lot of it will depend on how the draft falls. And, you know, there's a lot of expectation. A number of quarterbacks could go early. There's good receivers. But, you know, quite often all these draft predictions turn out not to be that accurate.
Yeah.
You know, so you kind of have to be prepared for something that you weren't expecting to.
So no added pressure because it's here in Detroit to have to make that pick at 29th. No
as far as
pressure.
I'm concerned, no added pressure.
My
but
man.
I think the fact that if we stay at 29, as I said across the hall too, we'll keep people there till midnight waiting for our pick, which is good. I said the only disappointment I have is we're not picking 32nd.
True. Yes. Great point.
And you don't ever talk about what positions you might want to back up or add to the roster.
Correct.
I thought maybe for a second he forgot was going to say. No, not going to happen. How much discussion is there among all of you when you decide or you think you decide? Or do you step back and say, Coach, that's your call?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of meetings, so I'm pretty well up to speed on, you know, who we like and, you know, at what position we're interested in. But when you get to the draft room, and this is what Brad's been great at, is the board is there and we just let the board come to us and we're going to pick the player that is there for us that makes the most sense. And, you know, we'll be prepared for any number of outcomes, but when we're on the clock, it'll be actually easy. I know people think it's hard, but you have a preparation that you are ready to jump.
Well, a lot of the decisions have been made for you.
Right. And there's going to be people that we like that are unfortunately gone, and there's going to be people that – you know, we don't like that other teams might like at our same spot, but we're going to pick the right player for the Detroit Lions.
Do you ever have to explain to the player who's already on the roster why you pick somebody that plays his same position?
It comes up from time to time. And you know, once they hear the story, they'll – and right now we've got such a good culture and such a good locker room. I'm not in any way worried about that. Yeah.
May you have a better season, even better than last year, if that's possible.
I appreciate the sentiment, and that's what we're hoping for.
It's so nice to see you, Rod, and I couldn't be happier for you.
Thanks,
and Sheila, the whole damn team.
Thanks, Rod. Appreciate
God bless you.
Thanks, big fella.
The only thing to make things better is if you were back on WJR. you know, hey, I'm not trying to pressure you. Yeah. Rod Wood, the Detroit Lions team president and CEO, with a big smile on his face, more so than I think I've ever seen over the years. Right, Lomas?
Yes, sir.
All right. We continue on WJR. You know, this is one of those stories we have to do, legend. And maybe this guy will explain to me why. Mm-hmm. I mean, how did we ever get to a point where we could go away on vacation, come back, and have people that decided to live in our house, and we can't get them out?
And those people think that that's their house.
Right.
They talk to us like we're the visitors.
They're trash talking us.
Oh, my goodness. I'm
going to call the police on you. It's my house.
Right.
Well, we're going to find out about that. thanks to State Representative Ken Borton, a Republican from the 105th District, introducing a plan to protect property owners from squatters. Representative Borton, it's Paul W. Smith and Lomas Brown.
Oh, Paul W., and thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Under current law, police can remove people for trespassing onto private property. But when trespassers begin to illegally occupy private property and claim they have a legal reason to stay there, the process apparently gets much more difficult for property owners. You are going to do something to try to fix that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, can you believe how crazy that is?
It's crazy.
Obviously, it is crazy, and I did not realize that because I know here in the state of Michigan we have a squatter law. And, of course, squatters have been in the news. You know, recently the state of Florida passed some legislation. So I did a little digging into ours. And the only way you can be protected against squatters in Michigan, if squatters stay on your property for 15 years, then they've got the right to have
what?
It.
15 years?
That's crazy.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, so you say that if they stay on it for 15 years, then they have a right to keep the property?
Yeah, it's called adversion. You know, say your next door moved a fence onto your prop and you just left it after 15 years. Now they've got the right to claim your property.
Well, that's wrong, too. I'm sorry. That's wrong, too.
Wow.
I agree, and maybe that'll be another we'll take up. But what I'm concerned about are the squatters 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months. Like you said, somebody could be patient. You know, for a look back, somebody could have broken into their home. And, of course, what would you do? You would call the police. The police would come out, and the person that broke in your house, all they got to do is say, no, this is my place. Now it's turned into a legal battle. At that point, you know, the sheriff's department have to be hands-off at that point. So that's absolutely crazy. So what my would do is give that owner a right to file a complaint under the penalty of perjury, and there's a number of things that they've got to prove, sheriff officer. And then at that point, that person can be removed immediately, which is exactly how things should work.
Is this something that you're going to make happen?
Yeah,
this is something. This legislation was introduced Tuesday, and so it's already been assigned, obviously, with the folks, including the chair. Yeah, and get some hearings going on that people can understand. Because what I want to make sure people know is this law is not intended for landlords to use it to just anybody, you know, soon. I mean, that's a court.
Hey, you know what, Representative? What you're saying is so important. I want us to be able to hear you. I'm going to ask the guys back at the studios to hang up and call you back, or you call us back, however that worked out. Because we want to be able to hear you, and you're breaking up too much. So they're going to call him back.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm in Michigan.
Can you hear me now?
That's
all right. So let's get him. They're going to hang up and get him back.
Yeah, because, one of my questions to him is, why does the eviction process take so long?
Right.
I mean, why does that process have to take so long? And I think that's a reason why a lot of these squatters, when they get in there, I mean, because the process takes so long, they actually, I think, believe that they own that property,
right,
or they're entitled to be there.
I do not understand, other than I'm guessing it's because, sadly, there are people who illegally try to kick people out of places where they've paid the money to rent it, or they've decided they want to get rid of these people because they need to raise the rent, and they can't raise the rent on these people.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it came about because of some bad behavior by the good people.
Yeah.
But it's not the behavior of the regular people who go off somewhere, come back, and find that their house has been taken over. And I know State Representative Ken Borton, the Republican from the 105th District, is back with us. More and more reports of squatters have been popping up across the country. And let's face it, Michigan is not immune. So you want to get on top of this early.
Yeah, absolutely. And I apologize for my phone breaking up. That's something we have to deal with in northern Michigan with our cell service up here. But yeah, you're absolutely right. That, you know, the law right now is in favor of the squatters, which is absolutely wrong. And that's what my law hopes to fix. So if you've got somebody that's broken into your home, claims that they are the new owners or tenants, that you can immediately help them.
Well, it is a kind of a problem. I don't understand why we are at this point. Can Lomas agree?
Yeah, I wanted to ask, do you think it was exacerbated by, you know, during COVID? You know, a lot of rent got forgiven. You know what I'm saying? People
Good
were
question.
Able to
we
stay
have about
in their house.
About a minute and a half or so. What do you say about that?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, personally, I am a landlord, and during COVID, I was one of the ones that was a victim of my tenant not having to pay, and I went 13 months. But that's a completely separate issue. I did have to go through the whole court process. It was expensive. It was time-consuming. And that's not what this law is trying to do. That's what I want to make clear, too, that people know that this is not a law that's going to help landlords just evict somebody immediately. They still have to go through the whole process. This is just going to be, they come home, they discover someone has broken into their home and they're living there. You know, a couple of great examples. There was a woman in New York, her mother passed away. And when she went to her mother's house to, you know, clean it up or gather her possessions, there was somebody in there. Now, this woman decided she was going to take it on herself because police weren't able to help her, and she was actually shot and killed.
They killed her.
Wow.
So, I mean, they killed the woman.
Yeah,
they killed the woman. And then another case, when they were there, when the police arrived, they arrested the homeowner for trying to get the people out of their house.
This has got to be fixed. I salute you, State Representative Ken Borton, the Republican from the 105th District, for trying to get it fixed. Thank you, sir, very much. Let us know how it's going along the way.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Lomas.
Thanks,
appreciate
Ken.
It.
Yeah, Lomas, there's some things like this that you look at and you go, you got to be kidding.
Wow, it's unbelievable.
In this day and age, no way. We're heading toward the news, and we've got another hour. Glad you're with us. Lomas Brown, Paul W. Smith. Well, they've opened the doors. The meeting itself is over. The lunch begins. And I got to tell you, these folks here at the Motor City Casino do a heck of a good job. They do a great job with the food. Got some salmon and short ribs and some nice salads. And look at you eating all that salmon.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. You got the nourishment up. You don't want the big fellow.
We need our strength. We got another hour of show to do.
There you go.
And so with the team, Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, Rich Luzinski, WJR Traffic and Weather First. Of course, Dave Rieger is here learning the ropes as an engineer. He already knows him. Ray Templin running all the controls here. Ann Thomas, our program director, is here. And Jeff Marcero, sales. We got a lot of nice people here. And as soon as the doors open, people come rushing up to say hi to the legend, Lomas Brown. So it's just all good. And we enter this second hour of the fabulous Detroit Economic Club Luncheon, Motor City Casino. Rod Wood, as you heard in the opening, being featured. And Steve Gregorian does such a nice job here with these meetings. It's a big deal. And you can stream us, by the way, always. I hope you will at WJR.com, stream us. And you can also get the podcasts there now, too. If you go to WJR.com or maybe have the WJR app or both, stream us. Make sure you get our show. If you can't be here noon to 2, you can always listen at any time. And there's a great guy here that Lomas was already visiting with because he's a great athlete, too, and just an all-round great guy who has devoted himself to kids. What's not to like about that? He is the CEO of the Detroit Police Athletic League. We affectionately call Detroit PAL. He is Fred Hunter.
Good. Hello, Paul. Good to see you.
It's so good to see you, Fred. And I'm proud that you're our original recipient and still a recipient of the Paul W. Smith Golf Classic, something like $8.8 million net dollars that have gone to these four children's charities. It's just been fabulous. And Lomas, I don't know, you guys knew each other from before?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, been a great friend of the program, I like to say, because, again, man, Fred's been supporting kids, man, throughout, and that's so important, Fred. It really is, man, for us to pour back into these kids. I know my foundation do it, but I know PAL has been around a long time. And we were kind of talking about, you know, it's kind of underlining offset of what Powell has developed. But, man, you were telling me about all the guys that are NFL rosters that were products of Powell.
Yeah, that's correct. We serve kids, and, you know, through the 12 different sports, and we realized just this past year, looking at the 2023 NFL rosters and opening day, that 17 Powell alumni were on NFL rosters.
Wow.
And it's not our goal, but, you know, the football program has been very robust, and just from the numbers and from the quality and the coaches that lean in and mentor, you know, we had 17 players on NFL rosters just this past NFL season.
So with the NFL draft activities upon us in 2 weeks, tell me Powell's role in all of that.
Yeah, we got multiple roles. So, one, we are the corner ballpark is the activation site for and the hub of youth activities, you know, for the NFL draft. So, you know, you pull out the NFL One Pass app and you're able to see the corner ballpark. So they'll have the Play 60 field, which will be right there on the ballpark. We're going to have, you know, field goal opportunities, putting on equipment for the players in terms of gear up. So it's going to be the place where they're pointing kids and families to, you know, for the NFL draft. In addition, we're going to have a watch party there. So we'll have the big scoreboard, you know, ready to run, and DJs, and just a lot of fun for everybody right there at the corner ballpark.
So Legend, let me say this. That was one thing that I messed up on.
What?
Got the Detroit in 85, never went to Tiger Stadium before they tore it down.
Oh, you never got
Had opportunities, never got there. But I love what you guys have done with Tiger Stadium, how y'all kind of, you know, remade it. And now it's a community hub. We've done turkey giveaways there. We go there and we do turkey. So it's almost like a community hub for everybody.
And I'm going to brag a little bit because Fred was kind enough to create a conference room dedicated to my family.
Wow.
For the money that we've raised over the years.
That's
and
awesome.
I'm touched by that. I've been there. I saw it. I hope you'll get back there and see it. And it's just lovely, and I hope it's been very useful for you.
Yeah, it has been. It's right there in the center of everything we do, the Paul W. and Kim Smith Family Conference Room, and it's right in the location where the locker room used to be for the old Tiger player. So it's there. It's one of the most important rooms and right here in the center of everything we do. So we appreciate the support. You know, we're here because people like Paul W. have stepped up to support us over the years so we can be sustainable to continue to reach thousands and thousands of kids every single year.
On behalf of Kim and the kids, we thank you very much for that. It's an honor. It's our honor and pleasure to help. What's the your girls changing the game effort? What is that?
Yeah, sports is so important for everyone, and especially young ladies. And you can see, like with Caitlin Clark and what happened with the college basketball, the potential for girls is there, but from a youth organization, you have to be intentional in terms of how you recruit coaches, in terms of how you run programs to make sure girls feel welcome, girls are empowered, and girls have those opportunities. And we've got a motto at Detroit Powell. We believe that girls who change the game become women who change the world. Lean into everything we can do in terms of empowerment, youth enrichment, to make sure young ladies have tremendous opportunities through sport and outside of sport to be their best as well.
Fred Hunter, CEO, Detroit Police Athletic League, Detroit Pal. Great job. I do want to make sure people understand that you're having an opportunity for folks to have a ball in the Champions Club Ballroom, hosting the first round VIP draft watch party in support of Detroit Pal. That's for $100. Guests will have VIP access to the second-level ballroom and patio, 2 complimentary drink tickets, unlimited food. The night will be filled with live entertainment by DJ Light Show and special guest appearances. VIP guests will also have access to the concourse and field, designated as an official NFL overflow location for the 2024 NFL Draft. Guests can expect additional entertainment, TVs to watch, parking and security, all that there. It'll be there on a first-come, first-served basis. Is this the number they should call to get more information, the 313-833-1600?
Yep, that's our main line.
313-833-1600. For more information, to be a part of that party, realizing that all proceeds will benefit the Detroit Police Athletic League. So why don't you give us a quick update on Pal and this coming new season?
Yeah, things are thriving. You know, we're actually growing this year, so we're growing about 2,000 participants, you know, in 2024 in terms of projections.
Wow.
One thing you'll like to hear, Paul W., Coach Pott just ran a school cheer competition this past Sunday.
Oh,
so we
boy.
Had 500 girls. There were 24 teams from 16 different schools.
Wow.
So things are thriving with our programs, and it's amazing. Even with, like, our Tiny Tigers program, our Little Kickers, some of those programs fill up so quickly that the supply we want to increase just to meet the demand and provide those qualities for young children.
And that kind of – those are self-explanatory. the Tiny Tigers and the Little Kickers.
Yeah. And we got to get them out there, Legend. We got to keep our young kids out there active, out there playing.
It affects their lives.
That's exactly right.
It makes their lives better for the rest of their lives.
Yes.
And that has an effect on all the kids they come in contact with who might not be as lucky as them to be in PAL. But we want as many people in PAL as possible. Lomas, you'll work on it. I'm working on it.
I got it.
And we're very lucky to have a guy like Fred Hunter
as
the CEO of the Detroit Police Athletic League. You could be doing so many other things, but you have devoted yourself to children, and I just love that about you. And any way we can help, Fred, we will.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Great
Thanks,
guy.
Thanks, Fred.
He's a
I
great
know.
Guy.
Yes, he is, man. Fred looked like he could get out there with the kids, too, man. Looking good shape there.
He's in good shape. We continue in focus on WJR. As we continue our special broadcast with Lomas Brown as our co-host, live from the Detroit Economic Club luncheon, Motor City Casino, Rod Wood was featured, and we introduced Ryan Goldberg of DFCU Financial, the president and CEO, who will be coming our sponsor for these, our presenting sponsor for these special broadcasts in the coming season. And we're glad we're here, and glad that we're saying hi to some guests that are very special, including our next one, Dr. Susie Siegel, president and CEO of Walsh College, but we lovingly know her as Chief Champion of Walsh College. Susie, nice to see you, Doctor.
Nice to see you, Paul. Thank you so much.
And I say doctor because she has a Doctor of Jurisprudence. She is a fully licensed attorney, which is very useful for her to be talking to us, Lomas. It's just good to have a law degree.
Right,
you know, because you never know. You never know where this is going. It is nice to see you. It's nice to have you here. You have been there since 2020?
Yes. I came to Walsh in 2020 as the provost and chief academic officer and then became the president in 2022, and it is the role of a lifetime. It is such a privilege and honor.
You bring so much enthusiasm to everything you do. I can only imagine what it's like at Walsh College.
Oh, it's very dynamic. We have so many great things going on, so thank you.
Well, and fill us in. Tell us about Walsh and And there, a note here says, ask her about the connection to Thomas Edison.
Oh, love talking about this. Well, okay, so we were founded over 100 years ago, 101 to be exact, in 1922.
Like WJR, we're 101.
Oh, this is great. We have the same birthday.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And we were founded by Mervyn Walsh. And Mervyn was the accountant for the Thomas Edison Light Company. So Mervyn Walsh worked with Thomas Edison when he lit up the world and then founded Walsh as Walsh Institute to train professionals to sit for the CPA exam. And in fact, Paul, the very first woman CPA in Michigan was educated at Walsh. We're very proud of that. Grace Drummer. Yeah.
Wow.
It actually began on the sixth floor of the Detroit Opera House in Detroit, and Mervyn would stay at the DAC frequently when students and classes would come through. And then in the 70s, when the state of Michigan changed the law that to sit for the CPA, you needed a college degree, Mervyn created Walsh College. So he had to change, he had to adapt, he had to innovate, and we are now an upper division, which means we don't do the first 2 years. We are the best partner for community colleges because they can take the first 2 years with us or with them, come to us for the next, and then stay with us for our grad programs.
I proudly was a member of a community college position, Monroe County Community College, many years ago. I couldn't afford to go to a regular four-year college. I worked since I was 15 in broadcasting. I think I also worked at that same time at the Holiday Inn in Monroe and who knows how many other jobs. But then I saved up and I was able to transfer to University of Michigan.
Oh, we love our community college partners.
I had no idea that was the case. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, you probably didn't know, with all this history, that my very first show was attended by Thomas Edison. So,
the connections continue.
I had no idea we had this in common. You recently received a number one ranking from Forbes. Can you explain
absolutely.
That to me,
so
Madam President?
Yep, our Doctorate of Business Administration, DBA, which is the highest degree you can earn in business. And it just makes sense, right, because we're a business and technology college. We've been doing that for over 100 years. And Forbes ranked us number one for our DBA program, and we are so proud of that program. It is built for working professionals who want to earn their doctorate so they can elevate their career, make incredible contribution in the world, coach, consult, teach, just, you know, incredibly great research and incredibly great applied learning. So we're very proud of that.
So where are you? Go ahead.
I just want to know how being a lawyer, attorney, how does that help you being the president of Walsh? What are some of the different things that you take and use being the president?
Yep, sure. So law in its very essence is really problem solving. The ability to evaluate a situation from both sides before forming a conclusion and really being able to find solutions, negotiate conflict, navigate problems. So, you know, when you're running a business, when you're working in a company, it's very useful. I'm able to help us read our contracts, our internal agreements, and just really help protect Walsh, kind of wrap our arms around it and make sure we're managing risk and that we're also preparing for the future. So it's really problem solving and, you know, attorney and counselor. I like the counselor part at law probably better than the attorney part at law.
It fits with your life, and it really does play well into all of the counseling you did of numerous startups and small businesses. You were there, for legal things also, and you have your doctorate in higher education leadership and management. So all of this has come to play. It seems to me, Dr. Susie Siegel, you happen to be in exactly the right position you should be in.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Paul. I definitely feel that way every day. I wake up, and I can't believe I have the privilege to serve in this role. It is the absolute best job of my life, and it's such an honor.
You can sense that.
That's awesome.
You can sense the enthusiasm that's got to be infectious.
It's almost like a coach getting ready to send me out on the field. Yeah.
Well, I was going to recruit you into our DBA program. Okay. That's next. You can fill out an application before I leave.
There's room for that. And I'd love to see the background, too. Tom Monahan's Ave Maria School. That you, in fact, got your lawyer's Juris Doctor at Ave Maria School of Law, the MBA from Western Governors University, and a bachelor's degree from the University of Michigan. Mm-hmm. Well-rounded and in just the right place where you should be right now.
Thank
so this
you.
Is all good. How are there ways that we might be able to help you along the
way? Sure. Well, absolutely. In fact, this is such a great opportunity to be able to talk about Walsh, our history, and, you know, share with you that as we look ahead to our next 100 years, we have an incredible opportunity, School of Business and School of Technology, and we are looking for folks who may want to put their name on these schools and start a legacy of their own. And we're also launching our Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. So, Paul, you mentioned about the background in startups, and we really want to help so many of our students. They're entrepreneurs, they're business owners, and we're really stepping in to kind of lead in the next 100-plus years to really help entrepreneurs and innovators as our economy is so strong and we're bringing those back, and we really want to see that. So anything you can do to really help connect us with the business community, and also, you know, the Troy Chamber of Commerce, our local Chamber of Commerce, is located right on our campus. Yeah. We're very excited to have them there, and we've got what we call a preferred educational partnership with them, where we offer educational incentives and discounts if you're a member of the chamber.
No kidding.
So we love to be able to, we really want to expand access an opportunity for our business community. So anything we can do to really promote that program, in fact, we call it the PEP. Anything around me has got to be peppy, right? So we call it the PEP, and it's just been a great way to really serve businesses, to attract and retain talent. And it's our commitment to help the business community.
And look, if you're an entrepreneur or have been thinking about making the move to be an entrepreneur, you're being handed on a silver platter somebody who wants to help you, and you should be in touch with Walsh College. I'm not sure if they can reach right out to you, Madam President, Susie Siegel.
Sure. They can reach out to me on LinkedIn. If you find me on LinkedIn, you'll know it's me. I'm wearing Walsh blue. And also go to our website, walshcollege.edu. Apply, join us. We have 4 semesters a year, continuous semesters, and really we are built around the working professional. So if you're juggling life and work and family and
which
career.
Which most of us are.
Yes, that's us.
And there isn't enough help out there for entrepreneurs. In fact, you have to be careful because there will be people who are going to be helping you and they're going to be helping themselves to your money. And that's I mean, I'm sorry to be so honest, but the reality is sometimes when you go into a new area, people sense that and take advantage, sadly. That's not going to happen to you at Walsh College. We know that for a fact.
Thank you. No, it will not. We're here to help and support along the way. Thank you.
Anything else we need to know, Madam President?
Oh, just very grateful so much for WJR. Thank you, Paul, for the work that you're doing in the community. And any opportunity I have to come and talk about Walsh, I'm always excited to do that. But it's so great to know we have the Edison connection. We have the University of Michigan connection. You're wearing Walsh blue.
I'm wearing Walsh blue, and we're both half Lebanese.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
This is like unbelievable.
Yeah. Talk about quantum universe.
We couldn't have set this up if we tried.
We didn't. I want to thank Steve Gregorian, actually. I should thank him to set this up because there he is.
There's Steve Gregorian.
I have the honor of being a member of the board of directors for the Detroit Economic Club.
Good.
And Steve extended this invitation, so thank you, Steve. But now, look, we've connected, and we don't need Steve. We can just hang out ourselves.
We don't need Steve. You can reach out to us anytime. Please do.
Thank you, Paul.
Because we're not going to be able to stay on top of everything, but you will.
Thank you.
So anything we need to know about Walsh, let us know.
Oh, yeah. So grateful. Thank
I mean
you so
that.
Much.
Yeah,
well,
I mean
thank
that.
You. Yeah, yes. Well, you're going to enroll in our program.
There you go. You got me.
Legend. This is the next step.
All right.
Next
you're step. Right.
You
you're
are.
Right.
Yeah. Dr. Susie Siegel, President, CEO, Walsh College. We like to think of her as the chief champion.
Yes.
And God bless her. She really is that. As we continue in focus on WJR. I didn't know if Lomas was going to be back because he's, Lomas is in demand here. I'm so glad, Lomas.
This is fun, man. I need to hang out with you more.
Well, I hope you will because we have a good time and people love seeing you as we're here with my special guest host, Lomas Brown, live from the Detroit Economic Club Luncheon, Motor City Casino. Rod Wood spoke. I hear it went well. People are eating and having a good time, enjoying themselves. And we get to catch up with Tim Codd, who is the CEO of Masako Consulting.
Hi, Paul W. Hi again, Lomas. Good to see you. Thank you for doing this.
How are you? Everything good?
Yes, thank you. Very, very good. A lot of excitement and nothing better than having an afternoon with the Detroit Economic Club and WJR.
Well, isn't it something, though, to be able to, in one place, see all the people that you don't get to see very often? Some that you're meeting for the first time, some you're saying hi to for the first time in a long time. I think it's all good. I think it's all excellent. Now, you have been working, and so you get my attention with this, Tim, to improve lives in healthcare.
Yes,
sir. Explain to my listeners what you do at Masako.
Yeah, thank you. And back to this environment in Lomas, thank you for walking the room and recognize people. When you get students with CEOs, and leadership, it's an amazing environment to address, I guess, what I'm trying to accomplish, and that's why it's such a big, high-value investment on participation with Detroit Economic Club. While, a couple of the tables and guests we have were supporters and advocates for the non-opioid directive that passed in 2022, and the state of Michigan is the first state to have an advanced directive to opt in that you do not want to receive an opioid for a procedure. Mm. And there are alternatives to opioids that can do and satisfy pain management clinically and neurologically and obviously emotionally and spiritually, because it's such a big problem. My dear friend, and I got permission to reference his name, and you should have him on the show, Paul, Pat Devlin from the Building Trades. He was instrumental. He is the Secretary Treasurer of the Building Trades. He had 4 overdoses on a job.
Oh, my God.
And if we didn't have the standing order with Narcan and this effort to rescue them at the job site, 3 of them were saved. Wow. 1, unfortunately, didn't make it. Mm. Because the product that these people are getting right now looks so close to a prescription pill. And the naivete is overwhelming them.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, you do not, and you try to tell this to your kids, I tell it to everybody, you do not take anything from anyone but a doctor
Thank you.
That hands it to you. I don't care if it's your best friend since you were in Pee Wee League together. You do not take anyone else's pills other than a doctor and a pharmacist.
And you know, Legend, everybody thinks that it's a problem. With the professional athletes, it's a problem. It's not just, you know, people that you don't think of. It's everybody. This is a problem. It's an epidemic with this. With these opioids and stuff, and it's really affecting a lot of lives. And I'm so happy that we're trying to educate the younger folks, you know, so that they can educate us older folks and educate the people up under them.
So I'm speaking with some legends. Thank you, legend Paul W., and thank you, Lomas.
He's a legend.
But I also had, because of these kinds of events, I've also had the opportunity to sit with Dave Bing. Right, and I had the chance to sit with Jim Harbaugh, and now John Smith from Michigan State. And to your point, my son, blessed and privileged to be a part of the Anaheim Ducks organization and had procedures. He was advanced directive in the non-opioid directive, and when he had his hip procedure, they gave him 8 doses of fentanyl.
Oh, my God.
Wow. 8 doses. And had we not been there and addressed this, they, because of protocol, and these are all legit, right? This is process,
right,
and as you know, Lomas, you've been through the procedures. They don't expect that 1 out of 10 orthopedic procedures, and now this is state of Michigan data, 1 out of 10 orthopedic procedures will last 90 days opioid use disorder. 1 out of 10. Unfortunately, mastectomy, and that's a different mentality, right? They're going through a lot. It's like 19% of the patients have a 90-day or longer opioid use because there's so you can get addicted on an opioid. These aren't my facts.
Right.
And as I shared the last time we talked, Paul, and again, thank you. I lost some family members, and they're white collar. They weren't, you know, what everybody would assume, the typical kind of population. And it started from prescriptions.
Tim Cott is with the CEO of Masako Consulting. They want to help improve lives. Heck, they want to help save lives in healthcare. But I got to tell you the other side of the coin here. I'm in severe pain all the time. And with opioids off the table, that means I'm just going to stay in severe pain, or so it would seem, right now. I did have a doctor prescribe an opioid, but I was so scared I didn't take it. I wouldn't take it. But everything else I've taken hasn't touched the pain. So there are a lot of people out there suffering in pain, and since opioids are off the table, or mostly, there are a lot of people who need help. They need help. They need some kind of help without the risk of becoming addicted to a drug.
So thank you, Paul. And again, I don't know the pain you're in, but I can see it. I noticed, thankfully, you couldn't get that brownie.
I can't get up from the chair. I mean, wait a minute. Did a brownie get away from me? Now I'm in big trouble. I did not. Guys, you were told specifically, don't let any brownies get away from me. How the heck did that happen?
But to your point, and thank you, because this is the conversation that has to happen. There are providers, there are technologies available right now. And I, because again, thanks to The Voice and WJR and these forums, I'm working right now with the state of Nevada. And they have programs that they are utilizing non-opioids. And these are ultrasound guided, not just cortisone, but that can reduce the inflammation so that you can get back into the physical movement to create a anti-inflammatory environment, because inflammation causes pain.
Yeah, that's it. Inflammation.
And so you're driving the agenda to build these alternatives, and it can't happen in a vacuum. It's got to be in environments like this.
Tell me and tell our WJR listeners, more importantly, Tim Cott, how do people get in touch with Masako Consulting?
Tim at Masako.
Tim at Masako
consulting.com.
Consulting.
And I'll give you my mobile number. It's always open. If there's anything and anybody that we can reach and touch and help, we will. There are so many great resources that we have been involved with. It's 810-599-6414.
It's that important that Tim would give you his personal cell number, 810-599-6414. Tim Codd, CEO of Masako Consulting, one person at a time, helping save lives.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul W. I really appreciate it. Lomas, thank you. I appreciate you. Jim and Barb Rossman, say hello.
Yes,
I just talked to them.
My people.
They've been instrumental in the cause. So, again, this happens here.
Every day.
Every day.
We continue in Focus. I'm WJR. Well, the time is zipped by, legend. And it's going to be a great close here because it's going to be a familiar close because an all-round great guy is here with us to close out the show. And you were just with him in Flint along with Anthony Bellino, AB.
Yes, we were and had a great time. Always great being with Terry, hanging out with him. But, man, Paul W., legend, just what they're doing. Just like I say, this tour, how they're affecting these communities, how they're bringing people together and giving these kids, giving these adults this draft experience, man. It's just wonderful. It really is.
Well, and as we officially welcome from the Detroit Sports Commission, the head, Terry Rattigan, I've never seen anyone leave one job and go go headlong into another job that's just as busy.
Didn't even take a break. Paul
I never saw. There was not a. There wasn't a hair. Not a breath.
It's been a great, great way to transition into a new role, and with the draft, you know, it's just it's been a little all-consuming, but. You talk about a labor of love, and it's because of all the people. There are hundreds, if not thousands of people, our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues across government, business, the Visit Detroit and the Detroit Sports Commission. I can't say enough about them. Everyone is pulling in the same direction. Everyone knows this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to change people's minds about what a great city we live in.
We are all deputized to be ambassadors of the city of Detroit. And it's so important that we all know that and remember that and make the people, the 600,000 people and however many hundreds of them are there that have never been here before or are just visiting, that we make them feel comfortable and love the experience of being in Detroit.
Exactly right. And then we've got 60 million more people that will be watching it worldwide. And that, you know, that I think that was part of the Lions' deep run when we had those two home playoff games and the weather actually cooperated. And NBC did such a great job of showing these drone footage of different parts of our amazing city. It was a sunny day. And I think that alone changed a lot of people's minds. And this will have that kind of an impact with even more viewers than the championship games.
I don't want to get ahead of the game, but part of my job is getting ahead of the game.
Yeah.
And in 2 weeks, we will have the NFL draft, and there's been lots of planning, and WJR is going to be all over it. Lomas is part of our team, a sports wrap, of course, Anthony Bellino. The whole radio station is going to be a part of it. It's a big deal. But it's just the beginning of a summer filled with incredible opportunities for Detroit to shine, sports-wise and otherwise, Derry.
Nonstop. But first, before I go into that, I do want to thank WJR, all of you who have been so great to work with and really welcoming. And you identified early on that the draft was going to be a major opportunity, and the whole WJR team has embraced it. That's why you'll be at Gillies. That's why you're broadcasting all day. And it's a partnership that we at the Detroit Sports Commission do not take lightly, and we really, really appreciate it.
Appreciate you saying that.
If you look even farther ahead, right, that we had the NCAA tournaments here. You guys are looking at trying to get a Final Four here. Just all the other things, the Grand Prix, just everything, like you're saying, everything that's here. This seems to be becoming a mecca for sports here with all the teams being downtown. But just all the activities that you guys are bringing to us in the next couple of years, too, it's just exciting to be a sports fan here in the state of Michigan.
It's very well put, Lomas. Yeah. It's true. And WJR, we learned in our 101 years, we don't necessarily have to be sponsoring an event or hosting the event on our air. Mm-hmm. we can still be very much involved and help the event tremendously. And we understand the importance of this event, for example, to kick off the season and to open the door for so many other great events. And each event makes Detroit a little better.
And we have, as you mentioned, the Rocket Mortgage Classic coming up. We've got the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix sponsored by Lear. It's just amazing. I think there are other cities in our great United States that would trade places with Detroit. They would happily have all of these signature events, some that are just once and done, like the draft, or some that come back every single year, like the Rocket Mortgage, like the Grand Prix.
Look, at just one of these events would be massive for any city, and they would embrace it and rally around it. Just one. We have several this year, several all at once.
We have one on the maybe other end of the spectrum from a significance perspective, but it's significant for the people that are participating. I don't know if you know this, Paul W., part of the Sports Commission, we lure anyone who wants to come to Detroit or Metro Detroit. We want them. This weekend in Allen Park will be the NCAA Women's Bowling Championship. The national championship for women's bowling will be in Allen Park this weekend. It's a Detroit Sports Commission sponsored and supported event, and that's just one example, and tickets are still available for that.
Yeah.
How do they get those?
Go to DetroitSportsCommission.com or visit Detroit.
Visit Detroit.com, yes, which is where we get our little NFL credential that
correct.
We need.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, too, the other aspect that you guys, too, is the charities, the organizations you all help, too, right? By putting on these events, this helps foundations. This helps smaller organizations that are out in the community doing community-type work.
And we thank people like Jason Langwell, who started with the 313 Digital Divide as part of his golf tournament.
Right.
Or people like Bud Denker and Roger Penske and Mark Royce, who started with giving back to Belle Isle.
Michael Montrai.
Michael
Montrai. I mean, the whole team that does all of this.
And they moved it to the streets of Detroit. They expanded the number of charities that are in addition to Belle Isle, other charities that they're supporting. So it made sense, Lomas, for us when we had the draft to set aside some money for Beyond Basics and Project Play. Mm.
And, you know, and let's not forget the folks that step up. Chevrolet steps up for the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix. Lear Corporation, Ray Scott, steps up to present the Grand Prix. These are people who are putting their money where their mouth is and helping the city of Detroit and all of the charities that are included. And then think of Tony Michaels with his Ford Fireworks and his America's Thanksgiving Day Thanksgiving Parade. Brought to you by Gardner White. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It's all about people, and it's all about people making a commitment to the city of Detroit and the people of Detroit. And that includes Terry Radican as the Detroit Sports Commissioner, because he's in charge of the commission. That makes you the commissioner. So thank you, Commish.
I love it. New nickname.
We'll be seeing you around, Commish, in the days ahead. And I cannot thank Lomas Brown enough to take time off from his busy schedule to come here and co-host with me. Legend, yeah, God bless you.
Absolutely. Look, like I say, man, David said, be here for the legend. I'm here. I'm here. I am here.
Thanks to the whole team. Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, Rich Luzinski, Dave Rieger, Ray Templin, all of us here, and we wouldn't be here without Steve Gregorian, who makes it possible for us to be here at this. Look, you're getting applause.
Yeah.
You're getting applause, at least from the WJR table. Thanks, too, to DFCU Financial and Ryan Goldberg for sponsoring for us coming up. Regards, Paul W. Smith.